Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Velocity Athletic Training Radio, created by Layla Helena Smolak, your number one personal trainer with 35 years experience in areas of consulting, management, corporate wellness, and training clients from all walks of life. Here's your host, Layla Helena Smolak.
Welcome, fans and followers, to Velocity Athletic Training Radio. I'm your host, Layla Smolak, and I'm coming to you live from Blaine, Washington, USA. If you're interested in advertising your products and services on the show, by all means, contact me at iwin@velocityathletictraining.com. A huge shout-out goes to Blaine Everyday Fitness, located at 1733 H Street, Unit 850, as well as to Michelle Tremblay, owner of Empower Lives. If you are interested in more information about what Michelle does, she may email an info sheet can be sent out to you, or you can visit her website at www.empowerlives. Empower is spelled MPOWERlives.com, or you may contact her at 778-228-2005. Michelle is located in British Columbia, Canada. All right, today's episode, the future of natural health. And I would love to welcome my special guest, Dr. Jenna Jorgensen. Dr. Jenna is a naturopathic physician and founder of Northwest Life Medicine Clinic in Bellingham, Washington. Welcome to the show, Dr. Jenna.
Thank you, Layla. It's great to be here.
It's a pleasure having you. We have such an important topic to discuss.
We sure do.
Just to begin with, what prompted you to become a naturopathic doctor as opposed to a conventional?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started out wanting to be a physician's assistant. Was really, from the get-go, graduated high school, like what I wanted to do with my life, and started going down that track and getting my bachelor's and started to do some job shadowing with physician's assistants and realized that they weren't really having the opportunities to spend a lot of time with patients or get into talking with them about why they were feeling depressed or anxious, mainly just like giving them, oh, here's a medication, this should help you feel better. We'll see you in 6 months, sort of thing. And I was like, wait a second, I want to be able to talk more with these people. I want to be able to figure out why they're feeling anxious, why they're feeling depressed. How do we help them make changes overall? And so I started to shift my attention a little bit. I changed my major to community health education because that way I could really talk to people and do more educating about how to live a healthy lifestyle. And then I felt like I was missing out on the clinical aspect of it. So did a bit more research and found naturopathic medicine and thought to myself, well, hey, this is the best of both worlds where I get to do a lot of educating and I get to work with people from a more holistic manner of talking to them about their diet, their lifestyle, what's going on in their life, their stressors. And that made a huge difference. So shifted to that and haven't looked back since.
That's amazing. You know, and I agree with you that, you know, when you go to a regular doctor, or sorry, not a regular doctor, but you know what I'm saying, they really do not spend too much time with you in relation to, you know, talking to you about what, and I think, well, I don't think, I strongly believe this, and I'm speaking from a personal trainer's point of view when I say this. A lot of things, a lot of issues arise from the mental and emotional consciousness which affects mm-hmm. the physical body. And I see this a lot with, you know, clients. You know, there's always something going on subconsciously and emotionally that affects their movement. And so in your
yeah.
respect, I'm certain you see how that affects their physiology, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
so
absolutely.
What process,
it plays a huge role.
Yes, absolutely. I know I've seen a naturopathic when I was in British Columbia. That's where I'm from. But the one thing I noticed, there's more testing that goes on, right, in relation
mm-hmm.
to, and it's different testing. Like I know they do saliva tests with naturopathic physicians. Now, what's the difference between the two, like saliva and blood?
Well, it depends on what you're testing. So for some things, doing saliva testing is going to be a bit more accurate. Take hormones, for example. Saliva is going to give us a bit of a better breakdown of what the hormones are doing versus blood. And so, and actually urine is the one that I use with hormones, just because it's a bit more accurate. But it can shift depending on what you're trying to look at. So depending on the person, their finances, insurance, all of those things play a role. And so we may be looking at saliva, urine, blood, hair is another one. I don't do a ton of hair, but that's another thing that you can look at for nutritional background as well as heavy metal exposures historically. So it changes quite a bit, and it's something that is what I consider a little bit of an art to the medicine, which is both good and bad. The fact that when somebody comes in to see me, I am taking into consideration what is your insurance, what are your financial constraints, because we want to, in talking about stress and the impact that that has on your whole body, all of those things play into it. So if somebody has an insurance that is not going to cover anything, we go a different route. Or if they just can't do any sort of labs that their insurance isn't going to cover, then we change how we're ordering that and we try to do more things through a just symptom picture. Because there's a lot of things that we can find from just asking about various symptoms that somebody's having. Without even doing lab tests, that will get a pretty good idea of where the imbalances are. It's just nice to have the labs to back it up.
Mm-hmm. So now with the remedies, you know, I mentioned in the intro, you know, in the write-up that I wanted to sort of do the comparison between the Amazonian tribes and North America,
mm-hmm.
only because, you know, they just live so simple and they rely, and this is from centuries, on nature to heal their bodies. I mean, you know, they've got
mm-hmm.
Remedies almost for everything just through plant, just, you know, using the plant kingdom. And I found that the oldest living human is actually, she's 121 years old, a female that lives in, you know, in the Amazon. And that says a lot. So having
it's incredible.
Said this, yes, it's proven that, you know, as long as we can work with our body and heal it in the most natural way, it can be accomplished. So you being, you know, dealing with that aspect of people's lives, what changes have you seen in the process? Do you find people shifting their consciousness more toward natural healing, or do you still see that there's some sort of, I don't want to use the word challenge, but, you know, or I don't even want to use the word skepticism, but do you see that they're sort of, well, I'm not sure about, you know, that herb is going to heal me, you What, you know, what
Absolutely.
Changes or what challenges have you experienced or do you see shifting?
Yeah, I think what I see the most is that in our current conventional medical system, people go to the doctor, they have a symptom, and they get given a pill for that symptom. And that's been the case for quite some time. And so what happens when that's not working for them, or they want something, they want to feel better than what that has offered them up until that point, they switch gears, they look for a natural approach, and they land in my office and they say, okay, well, what do you do naturally, or what can I take naturally for this symptom that I have? And so they're looking for the natural version of the pill to help with that symptom. And sometimes that helps, but I have yet to find the magic pill. I will let everyone know when I do, but it's often a lot of lifestyle change and making changes to their diet, to their exercise, helping their body detox really well. There's all of these other factors that really come into why is the symptom there in the first place. And so I'm often doing a lot of educating as to a symptom is our body's way of telling us that there's something out of balance. The body is, it literally has one job, and that job is to heal, and that's what it's trying to do all of the time. So any symptom that comes up is a byproduct of the body trying to heal and that not happening efficiently. So if we can listen to those symptoms and make changes as to fixing the imbalances that are creating that symptom, that's when people ultimately feel significantly better. And a lot of times things like herbs and natural medicine, when formulated correctly for the person, that can be a really key factor in helping those imbalances rebalance out. So a good example of this is when folks are really stressed out, their adrenal glands can often get tired, and adrenal glands are in charge of your entire stress response. And there's a whole category of herbs that help those adrenal glands balance themselves a bit better. They're called adaptogens. So a really common one a lot of people have heard of is ashwagandha. You can see that one in the media quite often. But there's a whole slew of them. They all help those adrenal glands in different ways. So if somebody is working on their adrenal health because they're feeling tired, yes, that herb is going to be really effective at helping that, but we also have to figure out, okay, why are you so stressed, and are there things that we can do about that? So really blending the two aspects together of here's the natural thing that's going to help, but also how do we fix the lifestyle pieces that are contributing to that as much as we can.
You know what I find amazing? I mean, your role in a patient's life is just as important as my role in my client's life, because we sort of do the same thing but on a different vibrational level. You know, people come to me and I just feel tired, I'm stressed, and so my role is to, okay, let's get you to work out. But there's always that you know, internal, that physiology that's happening inside. You know, we do our best to recommend lifestyle changes, and your role is so important in this equation, because what's happening physiology, you can go in, you can create order the tests and guide them and help them understand what's happening with, you know, why are your adrenals exhausted? Well, you know, when you're constantly go, and you don't stop, well, you become fatigued, right? You got to have that time out so that your whole being, your body, mind, physical being, you know, takes time out to rest and recuperate and rejuvenate. Now, having said this, how do you see the future of natural health going? I know, and the reason why I'm asking this is because it is changing. You know, I'm from Canada. And it's changed quite a bit there. I mean, we were able to walk into health food stores and just purchase whatever, you know, in bulk. I used to buy all my hormonal herbs in bulk and make a tea out of them. Now they're all in jars behind a counter. It's like going to a pharmacy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and of course, Canadians were protesting these changes, these regulations that were starting to be, you know, become implemented in Canada, because in some way you're being told you don't have a choice anymore. This is what we're doing, and this is how it's going to happen. Do you foresee that at all happening here in the U.S., or has it started happening?
Yeah, there's definitely some movement happening in the direction of more regulations and limiting access to certain therapies commonly used in the natural health world. Probably where this is most active is within the compounding pharmacy world, which is where we get IV nutrients. So somebody's really depleted, not digesting well, we may do an IV of various nutrients like B vitamins, vitamin C, calcium, magnesium, those sorts of things. Those are becoming harder to get and more expensive to get because compounding pharmacies are having to shift their processes dramatically to adhere to new regulations that make it very cost prohibitive to make those rather simple nutrients. So it's becoming harder and more expensive to get those and have them in stock consistently. And there's always some sort of give and take or challenge going on within the FDA and regulation in the supplement world. And, you know, it's difficult because there's a lot of supplements out there that are not good, that are full of loads of fillers, things that aren't healthy for you, or just simply don't have in them what they say they have in them, or their ingredients are not from clean sources. And the amount of supplement companies that people have to sift through to try and get a good product is a ridiculously large amount. And so, again, that's where I come in because I have the training to figure out, okay, which companies are actually putting in what they say they put in, where are they sourcing? There's all of these things that I run a company through the ringer of to make sure that what we're prescribing to our patients is as healthy and safe as possible. And so, yes, there are some challenges that come up with that. And I think for me, what it keeps emphasizing is ideally my patients don't need to have an IV solution of nutrients in order to feel good. So the more that we can do in our medicine as well as just in our lives in general that is preventative, that keeps us healthy in the first place, then we won't get to the point where we need IVs of nutrients just to keep us functioning. Not to say that can't happen even when you are taking really good care of yourself, because it can for certain people. But the more that we can do to take that health power kind of back into our own hands through eating really good, nutritious food that came from a place that, you know, has good nutrients in their soil, takes really good care of their soil so that produce that you're eating is as nutrient-dense as possible. If you're a meat eater, that you're eating meat that was really well cared for and really well fed itself, that you're getting outside in clean air and moving your body, all of those things start to add up dramatically so that we don't have to rely on these systems that are getting more and more regulated for some good reasons and for some not good reasons. And so, like I said, ideally we can do more and more without needing to go through those systems.
And, you know, there are so many options out there in relation to eating healthy. You know, there's so many organic farmers out there now. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of places like, you know, grocery stores that are carrying organic produce, packaged food, you know, there's a lot of companies that are offering that alternative as well. And one thing I notice is that it's always slightly more expensive, which, you know, puts people in a okay, well, I can't really afford that, so I need to go back to, you know, buying that head of lettuce that's probably sprayed with a lot of chemicals, right? So what options, you know, I recommend to clients to, you know, go to the farmers. You know, a lot of the farmers have honesty stands. And, you know, it's a nice drive into the country, and you can find so much there. Do you recommend anything else? Like, do you have any other suggestions?
Yeah, so when you're at, I know here at the co-op, they try to support a lot of local farmers, and they've got a section usually of rotating produce that is labeled as transitional. And when something says that, it means that it's a farm that is not technically certified organic yet, because there's about a three-year process that you have to go through of tending to your soil and doing things before you can get certified as organic. So when folks are going through that process, they can't say that they're certified organic, and oftentimes that produce is cheaper than the certified organic, but it's organically grown. Getting that type of produce is a really good option. And then I also like to emphasize to people that if you really don't have access or you don't have the funds to buy organic, it's still far healthier for you to get the conventionally grown produce, particularly vegetables. The Environmental Working Group, EWG.org, has the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen for a little bit more of a guide with that of which non-organic foods are the safest. But no matter what, if you're eating the vegetables, they're going to be chock full of fiber, and fiber binds onto a lot of those chemicals that are sprayed onto those produce products. So it binds onto that in your gut so that you're less likely to absorb it. So I like to emphasize to people that it's still more important to eat the produce if that's your only option, but absolutely looking for transitional, going to the farmers directly, getting a CSA, which stands for Community Supported Agriculture, a CSA box from one of your local farmers. Basically, you pay in early spring and you get anywhere from a weekly to every other week box of produce directly from your farmer, usually after you go pick it up from a certain location. But it's significantly cheaper, and you're helping a local farmer with their startup costs in the spring, which is when they have to be spending the most amount of their money to get things up and running and planted for the season. So it's a win-win situation. And one of my favorite things about that is that you get a variety of produce, and it was how I learned about lots of weird different produces and how to cook them. And so it's a lot more fun to throw that into your diet.
Yeah, to experiment. I know, I don't know if I haven't actually researched this concept, but I know in British Columbia there's a lot of organic delivery services now. They put each week they have a different box. And so they include different produce, you know, and again, it comes from local farmers. So it's great because they're supporting local farmers, and it's, you know, they're targeting people that don't have time to go out and do their own groceries, but at the same rate, they are making it affordable for, you know, those who want to switch over to eating more organic and more healthier. And so it's a great concept. I don't know if they have that here in Washington State, organic delivery service, but it's wonderful, you know. What's the one thing that you would recommend to, you know, other than eating healthy? And I know that's our base. Food is our medicine, correct?
Absolutely. We are what we eat.
Let's hope that we can sort of really help people with that vision, you know, to believe in that food is our medicine. Other than that, what would you recommend? What's the most important thing that you see with patients that really is the number one thing that causes an imbalance?
Oh, that's a tough question. Because it's so individual. But I would say outside of food, there's two things that come to mind. One of them is water and actually being hydrated. And the other is stress and what's happening in the nervous system. So I would say both of those things, along with food, I talk about those three things with just about every single person who comes through my office door. And so water, a lot of people are incredibly dehydrated, whether they're drinking enough water and they're just not absorbing it. Something that's not well known is that water actually follows minerals out of your bloodstream and into your cells. And so if you're drinking water and you feel like you have to pee shortly thereafter or you just never feel hydrated, it's likely that you're low in minerals. And so getting the right mineral balance for your body will help with that water absorption, and then people actually start to get hydrated. So that's one big thing. And then, again, that nervous system and stress and how that's impacting the body. Interestingly, stress will use up your minerals. So there's a big correlation between not being hydrated because of low mineral content and high stress levels. So working on getting enough water, which is anywhere for most people, about one-third to one-half of your body weight in ounces, and working on stress management. And there's loads of different ways that you can do that, but those are the other two big things that I work on often.
You know, I did talk on electrolytes last week. And yes, I shared a story on there. It was quite an interesting story about, you know, being low in potassium. But is there a website that, you know, where people can visit to find out more about what you offer and your contact information?
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is www.nwlifemedicine.com. That's NW as in Northwest. And we've got a bunch of information on there. I highly recommend if folks want to learn more. All of our providers here offer free 15-minute phone consults, so you can hear a little bit more about how we would specifically help you. We're a very individualized approach. And also we do, as much as we can, we try to be consistent with getting out. We have an e-magazine that we make ideally quarterly, but things get in the way every now and again. But you can sign up for that on our website and see some of the back issues of that on the website as well to learn more about what we have here and our thought process.
Is there a phone number and address?
Yeah, our phone number is 360-746-6923. And we're in Bellingham down by the marina. Our address is 851 Coho Way. We're in suite number 202.
Wonderful. Well, I'm certainly going to be dropping in to see you. Well, I would love
to
thank you so
it.
Much for being a guest. And I think we have another important topic to discuss. The female hormonal panel. so that's hopefully we will schedule that and discuss that important topic as well. But thank you so much for sharing this information, and I look forward to having you back on the show pretty soon. And anything else you would like to add?
No, I would just like to say thanks for having me on, and I look forward to chatting again.
Yeah, same here. You have a wonderful day, and thank you so much. And the show is now over, and we are out.
Thank you for tuning in to Velocity Athletic Training Radio. Follow, like, and subscribe. Visit Layla at www.velocityathletictraining.com. Get up, move, unleash your inner athlete, be it, live it.